What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Queen Walton, and I am broadcasting from the Dredge Studio. It's a beautiful day in Summit County, Colorado. We are actually in Breckenridge, and as I elaborated on before, Breckenridge is one of the few places in the country which has decriminalized cannabis. And lo and behold, there's not, gunfire in the streets, you know. It's no different than prohibition of alcohol during the 30s. Actually, the police state, when you build that up, obviously you can see how the police have been militarized. It was all just a methodology. Prohibition then was to basically build the size of the state and make it more and more intrusive. They're built laws which allow them to seize private property. Basically the war on drugs or the war on terror or the war on you name it is actually a war on you, a war on your private property, a war on your natural rights. These sentiments have been basically articulated by our founding fathers, those who are willing to give up security will end up giving up liberty and security. And that's a quote by, I think this by Benjamin Franklin. So anyway, this history repeats itself. My degree's in history. I really focused on military history because I was pursuing a commission in the Marine Corps while I was in college. And I basically came from a very three-generation military family, and there was no, I didn't even know anybody that smoked pot, you know. So if I am so far removed from that, I was an advocate of war. I walked all the military, the Civil War battlefield. I was just very, very interested in that passion that would make brother fight brother and all of the tactics. I always liked playing chess and that sort of thing. And the strategy, the equipment, but it's never really into like the underlying causes, like the deep rooted causes. It didn't matter that much, you know, when you're young, it's just like, that seemed like the rite of passage. It was interesting, that mindset is elevated in our society. They're the heroes. They're giving us freedom. And now that I recognize it's just all garbage. They're not. War is a tool to destroy freedom. Entities who we're fighting generally are financed by the same entities on all sides. So literally the U.S. military-industrial complex, the radical Muslims, and the peace movement will all be financed because, as Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. So any competing ideas, rather than fighting them, you just subvert them by financing them, and once you finance them, then you can control their message. And that's how basically the wars were being protested under Bush, and then as soon as Obama's elected, the peace movement evaporates, even though he's expanded war. And these are, facts are stubborn things. We should be against war when Bush is propagating it. We should be against war when Obama is propagating it. We'll be right back after this break.
Permanent enslavement. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012 via MountainHours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or REBA is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or REBA is void, as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hours.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
I'm flattered. That sounds great. Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to RonPaulBikiniTeam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or a necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit. It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and this specific broadcast, the purpose of Mountain Hours Revolution Radio, is to create a universal debt jubilee so that the global, worldwide, debt slaves can be emancipated. When a child is born today, they are born into $50,000 of debt. They don't even know what money is, and they're $50,000 in debt. This is a symptom of a debt and interest-based money system. It's time to innovate that. The debts, by definition, are unpayable. As soon as you create the first dollar, you create a dollar plus interest. So the money supply is $1. The debt is a dollar plus interest. Let's say that interest is, you know, just 1%. That means the debt is $1.01. Well, how do you pay off the debt when you only have a dollar in circulation, but your debt is a dollar and one penny? So, irrespective of if you have a big government or a very small government, your monetary system is unsustainable because there's more debt than money in circulation. And as every Federal Reserve note, every private Federal Reserve note is born into circulation as an interest-bearing debt, it compounds exponentially, so that one penny compounds and compounds and over time, that debt will compound exponentially so that it surpasses the producer's capacity to pay the debt. It makes it impossible. Well, the Bible and all sorts of people from the left and the right in the Occupy movement, there are individuals in the Tea Party and Occupy movement that recognize this mathematics law and recognize that the only solution is repudiation of the debt. Some people call it a repudiation. Some call it a jubilee. I like to use the idea of jubilee because currently, there people controlling our monetary system finance some very, very evil things. And in doing so, they're being sinful. We wish to forgive their sins, so once they atone, certainly they must atone, and then, you know, give up the goat so that spiritually they can become whole. We are willing to offer forgiveness. They just must atone for their sins. We will offer amnesty, but we must reunite mankind. We must eliminate this debt, which is the service on the debt in the United States is $500 billion per year. That surpasses any other component of the budget. It's completely unnecessary, and we're demonstrating that we're not just talking. This is not talk radio. This is do radio. We have demonstrated. Over a very short time. We had our first transaction just over 2 months ago, and in that period of time now, we are up to 62 businesses which utilize Mountain Hours. Mountain Hours are created as a credit. When you agree to participate in our local currency cooperative, we pay you $200 every 3 months to be a member. Compare that to Visa or MasterCard, which charges you 3% of every single transaction. So they're charging you a fee to create a debt with interest, which becomes impossible to pay because there's not enough money in circulation to pay the debts, which compound exponentially. In our system, the money is created as a credit. Well, just imagine, once you eliminate the usury, number one, the child is no longer born into $50,000 of debt. In fact, their parents will avail themselves to providing shelter for their child, which is a necessity of life. They can finance a mortgage interest-free. Think about it. 20 years of a 30-year mortgage is to pay interest. It's completely unnecessary. We can innovate this system, innovate the monetary system, innovate the lending system so that we have more money, more lending, more banking. And some people, it's counterintuitive, like, well, how can you possibly have a lending system without interest? Well, let's say you just charged $5,000 on a $100,000 mortgage instead of, you know, $250,000, $150,000, which is interest. And by the way, it's impossible for all borrowers to pay because the interest money is never created. In our system, we will create $105,000. Or I don't want to do the math on that right now, but ultimately we'll create an hour's worth in denominated in hours because Mountain Hours is a unit value of hours. We can do this in a manner that we create an amount of money, 105 in this example, and the debt is 105,000. We can make those so that they are equivalent. So there will always in the Mountain Hours system be far more money than there is debt. Alternatively, in the private for-profit International Federal Reserve System, there's far more debt than there is money. So how can you have abundance when the debt is compounding exponentially and it's far outpacing the money supply? Some people go, we're having inflation. We already have too much money. Really? Look in your pocket. Look in your bank account. Why are you in debt if you have too much money? It makes no sense. That is banker propaganda that there's too many Federal Reserve notes being created. Well, if they're circulated, perhaps they're circulated in the economic circuit, which supports the elite, but it's not in the local economic circuit. That's why why it's necessary to introduce additional currency to circulate in our local economic circuit. And that's happening. That's happening quickly. And why is it happening? Because we have businesses joining up quickly by the day. We've nearly doubled our numbers of Mountain Hours businesses in the past week, maybe 2 weeks. We now stand at 62 Mountain Hours businesses in the currency cooperative. And that's just a beautiful thing, and I want to give acknowledgement for people to think out of the box, business owners to think out of the box. Some of our businesses that signed up yesterday, I signed up myself 5 businesses yesterday, the breakfast deli, Deli Bellies, both of which are in Frisco, along with High Country Custom Impressions. So for breakfast and lunch, go to Deli Bellies and the Breakfast Deli in Frisco, right on Main Street. Also on Main Street is High Country Custom Impressions, and that's a place where you can go and get awards and signs and rubber stamps, that sort of thing. So we have a circle of trust of people that are willing to step out of the box and look at new ideas and be, you know, have a little leap of faith and look into something that's a little different. Additionally, in Breckenridge, we have Joe's Lock and Key. Look to him, because in our circle of trust of brothers and sisters who wish to create abundance for one another, we need to grow our numbers so that we can have more influence, so that once our numbers are large enough, once the circulation of currency is large enough, we can have our first interest-free mortgage. And you talk about somebody that's willing, or a group of people who are willing to take on the big problems. We have a specific plan to take care of one of the biggest problems in Summit County, and that's affordable housing. Another big problem is health or health insurance. You know, this is a place where people come across the globe to do some dangerous stuff, and a significant number of our residents don't have health insurance. Well, the creator of Ithaca Hours also created a micro health insurance system that only costs $100 or $200 a year for a family in Ithaca Hours. We're going to replicate that system. Paul Glover wrote a book called... pardon me here, I'm reaching for a file so that I could read and make sure I have the correct title. Check this out. It's called Health Democracy, Liberating Americans from Health Insurers. And this is a really good quote. The staff to doctor ratio in most doctor's offices is 4 staff administration members to 1 doctor. And they're there to basically push all the paperwork and do all the coding and billing, et cetera, to bill the insurance company, which is a waste of resources. We can have a voluntary, repeat, voluntary, again, voluntary system, which serves us and eliminates all that waste. Because the producer in that system, the person that has spent all the time educating themselves, they're passionate about what they're doing, they're the ones that... we look for their expertise, and all of that other energy is just wasted. We can create and innovate that system and offer up health insurance to the people of Summit County and finance that through Mountain Hours. Because once you control the money, you control abundance, and we can channel abundance toward things which serve our purposes. One of our great activists, Joey Jackson, is a member of Mountain Hours. You probably know him, I hope. And if you don't, do get to know him, because he's a young guy that is down for the cause of monetary reform, and he is passionate about health reform. And he actually broke his wrist in the Kingdom Days outhouse race. So the universe is telling us a message that we need to solve that problem too. We'll be right back after this message.
For the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind. If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then you...
stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Across the planet, a global enlightenment is occurring where the people are waking up to the fact that they've been lied to. They've been lied to by the state, by the government, by the corporations. The people who are regarded as the experts have been found out to be propagating and supporting frauds. I like to call interest. Is that's basically just a street hustle in a three-piece suit. So by wearing these vestiges or costumes, vestiges of authority, they're able to wrap up these basically scams. And basically what effectively happens is modern finance destroys wealth. And that idea applies across many fields of endeavor. And, you know, just for instance, I always like to say, you know, modern finance destroys wealth. Well, church destroys spirituality. Law, modern law, destroys justice. Modern food systems destroy nutrition. Modern medicine destroys health. The modern military destroys security. The modern educational system destroys knowledge. Modern journalism and media destroys truth. And you know, some of these people will listen to, and, you know, maybe you'll agree with half of those concepts. Some might agree with all of those concepts. But if you dig deeper into each of those concepts, you're going to find that what I'm telling is the truth. For those of you who don't agree with those assertions, please give a call in, and I like to have callers call in who disagree. I'm not looking for somebody to cheerlead with me all the time. That number for the call-in is 877-488-5350. Please log that into your phone if you live in Summit County, Colorado. We particularly would like to hear you from you locally. We're trying to build our local audience. And to that end, come on out here to the Dredge whenever I'm broadcasting, and I will gladly give you a free Wandering Monks CD, because we're trying to grow the audience for the Wandering Monks as well. And if you listen to my bumper music, I play them quite a bit, and they were our one of our featured musical artists for RockyMountainPuff.com. They were playing at Napper Tandy's just last Saturday night, and we're going to have them up here repeatedly because they have written music, these enlightened hip-hop artists. They have written music specific to Mountain Hours, to the Universal Debt Jubilee, to Creating Abundance. And this solution that is occurring in Summit County, Colorado, is the solution. It's not one of many. Because when we integrate these local currencies, we can fix those other problems. The reason why modern finance destroys wealth is because modern finance is built upon interest. So once you remove the interest, you create abundance, or you create a wealth. Formerly, in church, the reason why we have been divided by church is because I like to use this universal truth, is that spirituality unites. I love my brothers and sisters of all religions and atheists. I was an atheist or agnostic for the majority of my life. And modern church is actually financed by the same people who control the money system. So they arrange many Hegelian debates so that the debt slaves are constantly fighting one another. Because as long as they are divided, like Lincoln says, is a house divided upon itself will fall. So as long as we are divided among each other, we will always be, the debt slaves fight each other. So that we're never, ever threatening the deep and true power structure. And the deepest part of that power structure, the original sin, the thing that finances all of the other sins, is usury. Usury is the original sin of the world's economic and monetary problems. And for those of you that's a new word, it might be new to you. Usury, the meaning recently has been changed to meaning excessive interest, when in fact it means any interest, even 1%. Because I used that example before with 1% interest loan is unpayable because only the principal is circulated and the interest is not. Therefore, the debts are unpayable. Who else is telling you that? This is a very essential truth to understand, because once we remove usury from our economic and monetary systems, then people will have abundance, and no longer will there be a funding source or a centralized food system gets financed by a centralized monetary system. A centralized medical system gets centralized by a centralized monetary system. A centralized military gets financed by a centralized financial system. So follow the money. Follow the money. And it all traces back there. I'll be right back. Right after this break.
War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior, water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The people are the money.
Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero-interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan basically stating the fact that the Federal Reserve is the true sovereign over the people of the United States. We are not governed by government. We are governed by a private international bank cabal called the Federal Reserve. And the reason why they became the government is they, whenever you apply interest on a loan, over time that debt will compound and it will become unpayable for the borrower. It's impossible for all borrowers to pay their debts. There's not enough money in circulation. It's a street hustle in a three-piece suit. Extremely important that people come to understand this, because in any society where usury is permitted, usury, interest, or REBA all meet the same thing, even 1%, that society will lose its sovereignty because it will get foreclosed upon, defaulted, bankrupted, and lose its sovereignty. When any entity goes into bankruptcy, the creditor makes the decisions. And the United States was bankrupted in 1933. FDR, through executive order, ordered all the people to turn in their private property at the threat of a $10,000 fine or a 10-year prison sentence. You can look this up, FDR's executive order for gold confiscation. Just do a Google image search, and you can see that the gold was turned over to the private for-profit International Federal Reserve. It was not turned in to the U.S. Treasury. If the U.S. Treasury got the gold, then they would have been the sovereign. And since it went to the creditor of the bankruptcy, the entities which loaned gold and silver to the people, that means that they applied interest on that gold and silver, so it was inevitable that the United States would go bankrupt. So if there's anybody that supports a contrarian position to this, please do call in. Number is 877-488-5350. We are going to be on the air up until we have a universal debt jubilee. How long that lasts, we intend to affect this before the end of the year. Because as soon as everybody recognizes this, as soon as you start telling your friends and neighbors about this, that, hey, why don't we set up a monetary system where we have mortgages for 10 years? There's no reason why we can't. Really, there is. There's absolutely no reason for us not to do this. It's time for us to stop living in pain, fear, and lack. Let's create a better future and set up some better rules that both the members of the left and the right can unify over. That's what this broadcast is all about, is unifying the factions. I'm generally a libertarian. However, I recognize that we need to reform health insurance, so we're going to put out a olive branch to people on the left because, for instance, my mother and father are both on Social Security. My brother is retired Navy. We want to honor those commitments. I'm not a libertarian that says we should just sink or swim kind of thing. It's time. Freedom means responsibility. Responsibility means that we take care of the least among us who are unable to care for themselves. So we need to set up systems that will, take care of people. However, on the right, I don't believe in coercion. I don't believe that there's a better way that we can finance these systems, a better way than, basically taking a gun and putting it to someone's head and say, pay up your income or property taxes, or we're going to steal your stuff. That is theft. There is a true victim there. And we can finance things as we did 100 years ago with higher tariffs, which support domestic productive jobs, American industries. That's how the United States financed government for the majority of its existence. There were no income and property taxes. Well, just imagine you eliminate the income and property taxes, which are just forms of usury. Repeat, income and property taxes are just they're euphemisms to make the people more acceptable to paying them. If you call them taxes, like, oh, we got to pay our taxes. But if you just call that interest on the national debt or rent, property taxes just rent because on the deed you're listed as the tenant, because during the 33 bankruptcy, the bankers confiscated all of the people's property, not just the gold and silver. They confiscated your house. So what? Even after your house is paid off, what you think you own, is still owned by the bankers. And the thing that you call property tax is actually rent, and you're listed as tenant. That's how they're able to seize, if they think that you have possessed the wrong plant, for instance, they can just seize all of your property. The way that they can do that without due process is that they're the true owners. They call that the illegal title. Prior to having a property deed or a warranty deed, prior to having that, one would have a land patent. A land patent is when you own the property yourself. You have a loyal title. You're not just a debtor in possession. So we get to some deep topics here. And again, do call in 877-488-5350 or come out to the Dredge. We've got free Wandering Monks CDs. I've been promoting Rocky Mountain Pup event on a national basis for so long. I want to start developing the local audience because we want to develop Summit County into a system where we fix problems. We unite the Tea Party and the Occupy movements. We focus on the monetary system because Democrats and Republicans don't need to pay a 30-year mortgage when they can be paying a 10-year mortgage. that will solve a lot more problems than we can imagine. Like, just imagine how different our world would be when we are free of debt, where we get out of the rat race, where we finance government through voluntary processes, through the lending system. As I delineated before, we can put a 10-point on $100,000 of mortgage and create $110,000 and $110,000 in debt. $5,000 of that can go toward financing social programs. Repeat, $5,000 of that can go toward financing social programs. We can develop a monetary system which offers us abundance without violence, the coercion. And when people do things voluntarily, they are far more productive. And that's exactly, this is a very comprehensive and deep and very fundamental revolution. And the word revolution has always been conjured to believe that some sort of revolution just means change. We want to change the system so that we innovate. It's like the iPod was a revolution over the Sony Walkman, Apple iPod versus the Sony Walkman. When you create a better product, and that's all money is just a product. It's a tool to help us transfer energy to, create wealth. Well, that system is destroying wealth, and that's what I had started off with in the beginning of the broadcast, is that, once again, I'll repeat these because this is really profound once you understand it, is modern finance destroys wealth. The modern church destroys spirituality. Modern law destroys justice. Modern food systems destroy nutrition. Modern medicine destroys health. Here's just an example. When's the last time a disease was cured? Why is that? Is it maybe more profitable to keep you sick so that you can continuously get addicted to big pharma medicine? You know, if I was in the medical field, that would be certainly a way to keep people addicted. Certainly they're not against illegal drugs, because if you watch the TV, or against drugs, I should say, or harmful drugs, you ever look at all of the side effects for the drugs that they advertise on the television? Well, marijuana has never killed anyone. Aspirin's more dangerous than marijuana. So it's not about the truth. It's just about control. The modern military destroys security. Modern education destroys knowledge. And modern journalism destroys the truth. We can fix all of that because all of it's financed with, guess what? Federal Reserve notes. Once the people or the producers are able to take that power, they can create a better future for themselves. Please do call in. I can't imagine everybody's agreeing with everything I'm saying here. It's 877-488-5350. If you've never called into a radio show before, it's just about your opinion. It's not about, having all the facts. Just call in. Like, it's about creating a conversation. And that's the whole thing, is we need to build community. We want to invite other members. If you're a member of the Currency Cooperative, call in and talk about mountain hours. Talk about some of your mountain hours transactions. Talk about how you feel good that you're participating in a real solution. You're not just complaining anymore. We're not protesting. We're not complaining. We're not occupying where we just butt heads with the police. We're not just waving flags. We're doing something better than voting. We're voting with our wallets. We're voting with our conscience. Because I don't feel good paying taxes. I pay them, income taxes, supporting perpetual war. I don't feel good about supporting bank bailouts. You have to, because they put a gun to your head. That's not freedom. We can set up a better system that the money can still be delivered, but not through coercion. We can set up better systems. So that's my libertarian side. But I also have my Occupy side, let's call it. I still love my brothers and sisters and have compassion. And the reality is that we have contracts that we're committed to, social contracts, that we're going to support retirees of our military, like my brother, or Social Security recipients, like my parents, which have paid into that system. So we have to unify the factions. It's time for that to happen. And what we're trying to create, and we want to try to create this before the Republican convention, which I believe is the first one. I'm not going to vote in it or anything. I believe that the solutions are the real solution is to change the monetary system. Once you control the money, then the people will be sovereign and they won't have to be begging the puppets, basically. Because again, the Federal Reserve is the sovereign, just as Alan Greenspan stated. Like, who wants to challenge that assertion? I'm saying that the Federal Reserve is the real government. Does everybody believe that? Come on, give a call in. You need to call in. It's basically the number, if you're a listener, the number is written on all of our, you know, materials that we distribute around the county. That's 970-817-5881. That's where you can listen. Or you can stream the show at republicbroadcasting.org, Studio B. We are live Monday through Friday, weekdays, 1 to 3 p.m., come on out during that period of time. We'll give you a free Wandering Monks CD. And the Wandering Monks got some real, real good enlightened hip-hop. It's very listenable. I used to not even like hip-hop until I started listening to the Wandering Monks. Anyway, if you want to call into the shows, disagree. People who disagree, get first in line. It's 877-488-5350. Tell us what problems you want for us to solve with Mountain Hours. Once you control the money, you can fix all of the problems, and we intend to fix affordable housing. We intend to fix health insurance so that it's affordable and local. We eliminate the overhead of the staff costs so that a medical office isn't spending all of its energy and wealth and time filling out forms, et cetera. We can innovate those systems, and we intend to. What other big problems can Mountain Hour solve? You can solve all of them once, the producer, the people, the dog shakes its fleas off. It will be much more healthy, and we need to do that so that we can have a more abundant future. It's just a matter of time that this happened. We're signing up lots of businesses. We signed up 5 yesterday. We've signed up about 23 in the last week. That's pretty profound. The monetary question is a very fundamental thing. It's, we're going to use these different pieces of paper. Why should I trust that, you know? So we understand that it's a mental hurdle for people to jump across. But despite that fear, my beautiful brothers and sisters in Summit County, they are standing up. They are taking the leap of faith. They recognize that things are wrong. They recognize that they want to offer a better future to their brothers and sisters. They want a better future for themselves and their family and their neighbors. We can create that future, and we're going to create it right here in Summit County. We can create the highest standard of living on the planet once we eliminate usury from our money creation and lending. Repeat, we will have the highest standard of living on the planet once we eliminate usury from money creation, which we're already doing, and lending, which we can start doing loans here shortly. We just need to expand the MAM series supply just a little bit more. Effectively, we have roughly 60 businesses, and whenever a business signs up, basically there's $200 recurring or 20 hours recurring issued into circulation. Additionally, there's $100 or 10 hours, which goes to the referring individual. And since thus far I've referred the most businesses, I can't spend the currency, but what I do is I just take it and then I give it away. And I give it away to VIPs when they come to town. So if you know some members of the Occupy movement that want to come visit Summit County and have a little, a talk with the people or a tour, please refer my way. We've had some people from the Libertarian Tea Party movement come with the Rocky Mountain Puff. There were some speakers there that were members of the Green Party as well. We love everybody. We want everybody to come together. This is not about divisiveness. This is about solutions and a better future. Again, Summit County can have the highest standard of living on the planet as soon as it eliminates usury from its lending and money creation systems. We're doing it with the money creation portion. We intend to do it. Not far off now. We just need some more currency to be introduced. We've got a break here, and we will be right back with our last segment and prep our show for tomorrow. Swallowed by the war, to unclean, unseen, omnipresent force. There's more money gold than there is in circulation. That's how the elite covertly murder nation. Ever notice how the struggle never ends? The rising cost of living, now we're all running thin.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the Chili Peppers did, and the Funky Monks are here to repeal the deficit.
This is Top of Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are closing out our show for today. I wanted to thank Chris Custer from iCannabis Radio. Please check them out, iCannabisRadio.com. Today, please do check this out. The Summit Chamber of Commerce is having a meeting today at the Maggie at the base of Breckenridge Ski Resort between 5 and 7. I'm going to be there supporting the Mountain Hours Revolution. And if you're a business owner please do join up. I give you 20 hours on the spot, which is equivalent to $200, and you can spend that then at one of our 60 businesses. It allows, if you need a website, for instance, it's interesting how many businesses I'm coming to find as I list them on the directory don't have a website. We've got a member, which is Alpenglow Internet. You can get a website set up, and get your business working. And that's a big part, is that's a free advertisement. It's very cheap to set up a website, and that works for you 24 hours a day. And Mountain Hours for free, we'll create a marketing video for you to post on your website where patrons, clients can meet you. They can experience your passion for your business, why you care, why you're better than the other guy down the street, what's your unique selling proposition. And that's an important thing. The unique selling proposition of this show is we have a targeted solution that we are implementing to create the highest standard of living on the planet for this county. And once we show how people show how we're going to do this, we are going to be copied across the globe. We've already got, since the Rocky Mount Talk this last week, and we've gotten 6 inquiries about setting up a local currency. Think about it. People are going to copy what we do here because we are going to innovate. We're going to innovate the monetary system. We're going to innovate the lending system. We're going to innovate the healthcare system. We are going to fix the problems that other entities either fail to do or choose not to do. We are going to do that here in Summit County, all just through innovation, voluntary innovation. If you if you want to pay 30 years on mortgage, enjoy. If you want to waste 20 years of your life paying interest, enjoy. But if you want an abundant future where you pay off that mortgage in 10 years, who doesn't want that? Smart thinking people do. That way you can spend more time on the mountain, more time with your kids, more time on your own human artistry. And just imagine how much more beautiful you will be, how much more beautiful the world will be when we all get to work within the vocation of our passion. That is the mission of this broadcast. It's completely unique, completely. So we hope other people do model us, because that's how they will create abundance. And, we need help. We need there's some things that we don't have in Summit County, so we need to interact with other networks. And Mile High Hours is going to create another usury-free creative local currency down in Denver. So this is the means by which that the people create a bottom-up grassroots economy. Both the people on the left and the right can agree with that. We will be more well-governed if we're predominantly governed by local people. So please come to the Summit Chamber Mixer tonight at the Maggie between 5 and 7. It's only $5. And you can get $200 of Mountain Hours or 20 hours.
It doesn't matter. Thanks for listening. It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now. Between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one.